I thought it would be good this morning to talk about ice cream. I know it's Lent, but it was also 70 degrees yesterday. Okay, but before we do that, let's think first about our first reading from Genesis, because it's that iconic, memorable story which perhaps you've known from your childhood of the garden, Adam and Eve. And in today's story, the tree in the middle of the garden. It's been noted that that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the fact that Adam and Eve are commanded not to touch it, represents the fact that God is the author of good and evil. And Adam and Eve, reaching for the fruit of the tree, gets at the very heart of our attempt to say, no, I'll decide what's good and evil. They thought that God was taking away their freedom when he kept them from the tree. But in fact, he was protecting their freedom. So what about ice cream? Well, if I were to ask you the question, what is the best flavor of ice cream? How many of you would say that chocolate is the best flavor of ice cream? Raise your hand. How many of you say that chocolate is the best flavor? Okay, some of you. So how many of you would say that vanilla is the best flavor of ice cream? Okay, a few of you. No. Well, guess what? You're all wrong. You know, the best flavor of ice cream is chocolate chip cookie dough. Of course. Raise all your hands, man. But you might say, no, Father, for me, vanilla is the best flavor of ice cream. For you, it's chocolate chip cookie dough. For me, it's vanilla. And so you're right, and I'm right. But if I were to ask, what is 3 times 4? And you say, well, it's 11. And I say, no, it's actually 12. You can't say, well, Father, for you it's 12. But for me it's 11. The difference between chocolate is the best flavor of ice cream and 3 times 4 equals 12 is the difference between subjective and objective truth. Objective truth is grounded in the object itself. Subjective truth is grounded in the person, the subject who is making the statement. So, for example, to say that I'm tall is a subjective statement. I might be tall to a kindergartner, but I'm not tall to an NBA player. It's a subjective statement. Now, to say I'm 5'9 is an objective statement. I mean, to say that I'm 6'9 is an objective statement, because either I am or I'm not. And you can guess which one of those I am, right? You know, this can be the case in so many areas. If I say that God exists, that's not an ice cream statement. Either he does or he doesn't. Does biology decide if I'm a male or a female? Or do I decide if I'm a male or a female? But the question today is there objective truth regarding moral statements? That's what's at stake in the garden. Does God determine right and wrong, or do we? Now, some will claim that every moral statement is a subjective truth, like ice cream, not an objective truth, like 3 times 4. So, stealing is wrong for you, but it's okay for me. Abortion is wrong for you, but it's okay for me. Racism is wrong for you, but it's okay for me. You can see what a slippery slope that is. If the rightness or wrongness of something is left to an individual, or to a legislature, or a majority vote, or whatever, how many more examples do we need of saying that something is right when it's actually just convenient or advantageous? When God told Adam and Eve not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it wasn't to punish them. It was to protect them. After all, left to myself, I will easily convince myself that this lie is not that bad, that this joke is not really offensive, you know, that this image is not really objectifying anyone. Good thing that I'm not the one deciding right and wrong. When God told Adam and Eve not to eat from the tree, he wasn't taking away their freedom to choose what they wanted. He was giving them interior freedom to choose what was right.